Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
I'm Anissa.
And I'm Ellen.
And this is Raw. For those of you who are not Rawyers, that's our tribe.
We get real, we get raw.
Yeah. Yeah. Our thing is like no filter ever, unless it's Snapchat.
We're one take whores.
Yeah. And I'm wondering about the one take with the podcast. Boy, that'd be really interesting.
I love that. Listen, it's one take always, yeah, baby. One take always.
It is. You always know. You never know what you're going to get, but you can always trust that what you get is going to be real.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell right there. Yeah. We're done. Drop the mic.
Part 2 of Changing Habits.
I think I've, in that mindset, mm-hmm, in that time frame, I've developed habits that are now difficult to break. The not eating thing is my downfall. Like everybody is like, oh my gosh, you've gained 30 pounds from not eating. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I would rather not eat than to stress. So I was telling Anissa the other day about my intermittent fasting, and I was doing it. I love intermittent fasting. I think Melissa Lane on one of our podcasts, mm-hmm, she talked a good deal about it, and it was awesome how she tells you. I started intermittent fasting because I was not at work. I was so stressed about when I was supposed to eat. You know, one of the mainstays in the health and fitness industry is 3 square meals, add some snacks, you know, eat so you rev up your metabolism, drink, you know, I think I even asked Melissa point blank, do we really have to drink all the water? And that was the one thing she was like, yeah, you do. Drink this amount of water. That's can be very stressful to try to get all of that in when you are busy at work and things, before you know it, it's 2 o'clock and you fucking haven't had breakfast or lunch. And in my mind, as a fitness professional, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not feeding my muscles and I'm not going to have energy. And so I was on this vicious cycle where I could not get myself stable in eating a routine. So what I ended up doing was just eating if I was hungry, which there's nothing wrong with. But at the time, you know, I've been in the fitness industry for so many years. You know, almost 30 years. And there's that whole thing about setting your routine and eating, you know, but now it's sort of flowed to more, you know, you're integrated, you know, you eat when you're hungry, eat till you're full, you know, even if that's 2 meals a day, you know, don't force your, you know, more intuitive, mm-hmm, and feeling it and figuring out what's best for your body. So I started intermittent fasting because I really wasn't a breakfast person, and noon, my body got so used to at noon being hungry, and it was enough that I would be like, oh, let me eat.
Right.
Because before it was like, I'd bypass it and by 2 o'clock. So then I had to change up but then I stressed. So, you know, women have this 10-hour window of eating. And so I would go to the gym, teach class. And then as I'm driving home, I'm like, oh my God, my window of eating is almost here. I got to get home. I got to shower. I got to figure out what to eat. It was so stressful that, and if I hadn't prepped food and I didn't have anything waiting for me, I ended up either eating a bowl of Captain Crunch or not eating at all, which then starts that whole cycle of my body getting used to just not eating. And so there for a little while I was not eating because my body was used to it and I really wasn't hungry and it was less stress. So I've shifted my intermittent fasting to start at 6 and end earlier, and that's worked so much better for me. But in the last however many weeks, it's back to, like today, Anissa had to come down to my desk so we could go over something
some
else.
Stuff.
Like, did you eat? And she was like, I stuffed a salad in my face.
Literally stuffed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, do you want me to pick something up on you? And I said, no. I ended up eating chips just because they were there. But if not there, I wouldn't have eaten. And I haven't eaten anything since those chips. So today I ate a Clif Bar because I felt like I did, and a bag of chips. And I barely drank any water, and I had 5 or 6 sips of plain black coffee. And I'm not hungry at all. Like, I'm not hungry at all, but where's the nutritional value in all of that for my body?
Well, and I was telling Rob this the other day because I came home from work Tuesday, and I didn't go grocery shopping this weekend. So none of the foods that I don't eat meat. So everyone else in my house does eat meat. And I've almost gotten to the point where I don't even really like to eat fish. I don't know what happened, but something about it, I eat eggs or whatever, but I don't know why. I just have not really wanted that. So I get home and I didn't do any prepping, didn't do any planning, nothing like that. And so I start just opening up the refrigerator, right? Then you look in the pantry. Then I go back to the refrigerator as if something new was going to magically appear that wasn't there. And I honestly ate a handful of raisins and then some banana chips. And I didn't eat any more because what they were eating or what they had had for dinner was like they made burritos. And I did not want to eat a tortilla. And what I found out was, I was telling this to Rob, even though he thought I was a little nuts, but I said, I have created an environment where I'm an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something really wrong with that. There is something about my self-love when I am making myself an afterthought. Because for so many years, I cooked meat for the whole family.
Right.
And then I would eat like, well, okay, they had broccoli on the side. I guess I'll eat that or I'll eat this. And I'm an afterthought. I shouldn't be an afterthought.
No.
If I'm taking the time to prepare a meal for other people, why am I like, I was telling him, I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing that. Why am I an afterthought? Why is my feeding myself not, and I could feel it. It sticks right here. I know it's a self-worth thing. Like I know it's a punishing thing. Like there on some level, I have such a warped sense of how I interact with food or something. Now, I'll still make good choices because I love vegetables and I love fruit. So I don't eat and I drink Diet Coke when I want to and I eat a gummy bear when I want to. But overall, what I love to eat is really good for me and I enjoy it. But I'm starting to discover that I'm feeling hungry all the time. Mm-hmm. When I snack, because I literally am starving because I won't nourish myself.
Right.
And it's not like I'm skin and bones starving. I am starving on a different level.
Right.
And I know I'm doing it to myself.
My problem is that I feel obligated to eat, and because I don't cook and because I tend to just eat what's the quickest. Just to eat. And a lot of times it's cereal or something that's just left over, you know, something that I don't have to literally prepare. And so people say, well, you know, if you just go get a bag salad or whatever, and that's great and everything if it's there. But if it's just easier to, you know, slap some peanut butter on a piece of bread, then And half the time, I don't even eat the bread with the peanut butter on the bread. I eat the bread separately and a spoonful of peanut butter, like literally, because I feel obligated to eat to put some sort of calories in my body, which are not healthy calories.
Well, and that right there in a nutshell shows that we don't have a positive relationship with food.
No, and
neither one of us.
And I never used to be like this.
And I have a nutrition cert, and I still, I remember
when Anissa and I first started talking about raw, and we were like, committed to like working out together and stuff. I mean, the first thing she told me was like, you know what? I love a sleeve of Ritz cracker.
Yeah, or a can of Pringles.
I'll just go eat a whole sleeve of Ritz crackers and that'll be it. Yeah. Yep. And I'm not that bad, though. That sounds really good right now. And so it's, Oh, you know, it's just so one of those things.
I want to ask you this, though, Ellen. So when you say that,
while we're
that,
sitting
like,
here smelling the baked
no macaroni and cheese. Oh, I'm looking at it over there. Look at it. It's like got the crust on the side. Damn.
That Vanessa has cooked. It smells so good.
So I want to ask you about, like you were saying, that the thought versus the action.
Mm-hmm.
So in knowing yourself better than anyone knows you,
mm-hmm.
and in knowing your tendencies and what you're wanting, and truly trusting that you know what's best for you,
mm-hmm.
what would be your leave one swallow in the Mountain Dew bottle? What would that be for you?
And
with one thing, what is the, not the whole big thing, not quitting right, smoking. The one thing.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily have to be food related either. So, you know, the biggest one for me it all boils down to routine for me. Once I set the routine and habits, I'm good on the weekends. Like if I can set my routine for Monday through Friday, I do. The weekends are great. I don't even stress about the weekends in terms of like what I'm eating or my workout patterns or my sleeping patterns. But for me, the one swallow thing right now, and I'm doing better, is I've got to disengage and disconnect from social media and from phones and everything in order to get myself to sleep on time so that I can get the quality sleep I need, because okay. that affects everything else.
So setting kind of a parameter around your social media.
In my brain, and what's funny about you asking me that is in my brain and in my thinking process of this, I'm not saying to myself, okay, every night now, mm-hmm. at 8 o'clock, put everything down, do a little bit of journaling if you're not tired, or read a little bit book and then be in bed by. I'm trying to say, okay, let me just start by doing it once, twice a week, and let's see if I can build from there.
Okay,
and it's
so
not like
twice
I'm
a week.
Yeah, it's not like I'm addicted mm-hmm. to social media or anything right. like that. I'm not. It's just that whole thing. You go to the gym, you take videos, or you're at the gym, you come home, people have texted you, work mm-hmm. has texted you, you're trying to catch up so that the next morning mm-hmm. you're not, you know, part of my, there's several times a week where I get to leave work early enough to go to the gym and teach, which I completely am grateful for, and I do not take it for granted. So in order to be able to leave that early from work when everybody else is still working in order to go do something that I'm passionate about, I like to look at my phone when I get home
right.
and just catch up if right. somebody needs something. But then, you know, before you know it, it's fucking 11 o'clock.
Right.
And so I've got to disconnect. And then, you know, and then the next morning you look back and you're like, well, it wasn't a fire that had to be put out. It's just, you just get stuck in it and you start, you know, you start answering emails and then you start, you know, reaching out to this person, or you need to post this because it was in your class and it's one thing, but then you start looking at
right.
this person's Instagram, and then you start looking here, and oh, let me just check and see what's going on Facebook. And you know what? I haven't liked stuff and I need to like some people's, and let me go see what everybody's doing. And then before you know it, you know, it's like 12 o'clock. And when I go to bed at 12 o'clock, I can never sleep or anything past 10:30. I can never get a full night's sleep. I'm like you. I get up, I wake up at 1:30 and I'm laying there, or I wake up at 3. Yep. This morning I woke up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I have to front load my night with
and
sleep.
I just laid there, and then I tried to sleep. And then of course, while you're laying there, you check your phone, and then let me get up and let me journal. And then my head is so heavy because I'm so tired. And then I freaking need that cup of coffee with 10 Splendas in it, or a Diet Coke, just to get through the day. Oh my gosh, I promise I'll go to bed. I promise I'll do it tonight. and go to bed enough and catch up. I'm so tired, I'll catch up. And then it
So you think 2 days a week is reasonable?
Yeah. I mean, I could probably do three to try to do it every night. So, and because then if I tell myself I'm going to do this Monday through Friday, if I fail on Monday, I fucking fail the rest of the week. I'm not one of those. You know that whole cliche, if you fall off the wagon,
get back on.
Yeah. I can't do that. My brain does not work that way. I have to start it from the top. Now, once the habit kicks in the routine, mm-hmm. then I can do it. But until I get myself there, and I think because for a whole more than a year, everything has been so off and wonky. Like it's literally, it'll probably be over 2 years because we started Raw at the beginning of 2018 and it mm-hmm. had already started right before that because you and I had like talked.
Right.
So it's going on 2 years where it's been everything has been wonky, like just
and so
off.
You think the social media one is the one to start with? You think that would be?
I think
that would be your gulp left in the Mountain Dew bottle
because of sleep issue, and I know that's what hinders me from getting sleep because when I don't do it, I'm good. I lay down. I sleep so good. Yeah, it's that.
So, what 2 days feels doable for you? What 2 days?
Oh, Mondays are good.
Monday is a good day for you to not check in the evening.
Look at her, Brian, looking at me.
Mondays
with her fucking glasses, man.
Mondays and what day?
Look, she's. Are you avoiding me?
Yeah.
Monday and probably. Well, you. Mondays and Tuesdays because I teach classes on those two and I'm already getting home late.
Okay.
So if I can put those away, then I'm not feeling stressed.
Okay.
You know, when I get home at a reasonable time on the other days, because I'm coming from work, I don't feel the pressure of it as much, I guess, because I'm at home and, you know, I'm hanging out and I've eaten a fairly good dinner. It's those.
So the Monday and Tuesday day are good days for you?
Yeah, for me to start. And to
try the social mm-hmm. media thing, Monday and Tuesday.
That would be the best days. Yeah,
because the other days you're at home and you
and
feel
I don't
like
really
those
think
are
about
less,
it. Yeah.
You don't think about it anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if I could get Monday and Tuesday handled, mm-hmm. I can manage the rest of the week. I'm also a Mondayer. Does that make sense? I cannot start anything
on an odd day.
It has to be a Monday.
Okay.
So
like if you were to think about on a scale of kind of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm all in, I absolutely will do this. 1 being who do I think I am? That's going to be a complete disaster. Where do you think you fall on the scale of this really being something that works for you?
With just the
just Monday
phone.
And Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Right now in my current situation, mm-hmm. I'm probably on that scale. I'm probably at maybe a 4.5.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And it's not, it's like I said, it's not because, it's mainly driven by work mm-hmm. because I leave early on those 2 days and I feel compelled to check email just to make sure there isn't something that I need to answer. And once I do that, it segues into, well, it's 10 o'clock now, 10:30, so I might as well just, let me see what's going on.
So being a 4.
Mm-hmm. 4.5. That's like me saying I'm 5'4"
so,
and a half.
Okay, so 4.5. Kind of on the change scale, we really want to see you between an 8 and a 10
right.
before something really seems to be actionable.
Right.
So I'm certainly not saying that you can't attempt that. I'm just saying some of these other days where you don't feel as, where you said. You
maybe
know, the
I
other
should
days,
change the days.
Well, I'm not telling you that you should mm-hmm. or not. I'm just saying on the days where you feel like you're less likely to have to check in. I mean, you know, it makes sense. You're leaving work mm-hmm. early, wanting to check back in to make sure you haven't missed anything important in that time. Versus a day when you are coming home and not needing to go to the gym and feeling like you already fulfilled your work obligations might be less likely to want to check in.
Makes sense.
Okay. Well,
completely
I don't
makes sense.
That's no,
it does.
You.
It does make sense. Mm-hmm. It completely makes sense. And what's so funny about that is when you started pinning me down on the 2 days, mm-hmm. and I've tried the Mondays and the Tuesdays. I thought, you know what? Maybe it is. Like in my brain, I was like, you know, maybe I should change the days because it just makes more sense. But it's that Monday-er thing that uh-huh. I do.
Okay.
You know, it's Monday and mm-hmm. I really need to do this. Mm-hmm. And if I can.
It's Monday. I get to stay on my social today. Today's my day that I get to follow up and do everything. That's my Monday.
That's my Monday. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's the opposite.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back to what 2 days do you feel
that I could be that most, I could push it?
That you would be most successful in you being able to accomplish that goal of putting the social media away so that you, you know, get your sleep.
And it's mainly my phone.
Okay.
And
so the
iPad.
Phone. Okay.
Because it also is creating playlists.
Uh-huh,
you know,
of course.
It's like laying there and creating playlists.
So we just want to call it technology?
Yeah, I think it's just the technology
okay.
thing because
so
it's not necessarily social media.
So what 2 days do you feel, if 2 days still feels like mm-hmm. that's a good reasonable amount to start. So what 2 days feels a little higher on that scale?
It would be Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so Wednesday and Thursday.
Because, you know, then Friday comes around and it's mm-hmm. like everybody else with Friday. Ooh, it's Friday. It's not a school
right.
night.
Right.
And I'm at home
right.
and I sleep later on
Saturday.
Even though I teach class, I get to sleep later and I can take a nap if I get home early, like that kind of thing.
Sure. So Wednesday and
Thursday? Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday would be okay. good starts.
And so how do you feel on, again, if we look at that scale of 1 to 10, how does that Wednesday, Thursday feel for you?
I mean, it would move up. I could honestly say I could do a 6.5, 7.
Okay. And what makes you a 7 versus a 6?
Like, what just because I do, if I think back over the last weeks, let's say, last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. Wednesdays and Thursdays, I don't get on my phone. And in fact, I used to be one of those people that never, and I'm going to say something that I don't think I think I've only said it to two people. You or one of them, I think, and Marita. I told Marita, I believe my health issues and my lack of my sleeping issues started when I joined Facebook. Mm-hmm. Because that's when everything really started I started struggling because...
Well, you were doing all the community stuff for the gym.
I was doing all the community stuff for the gym and I was staying up so late and mm-hmm. I was taking up so much time doing promos and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the last few months, a part of it has been because at work, it's been kind of stressful. We moved offices. But I've not been very vocal on social media. It's been sporadic, even with Raw. And I did it on purpose with Raw. It wasn't, it's a difference. There's a difference between like being so busy that you can't catch up. But I literally tried to step back and not because I don't want to, but I've kind of been experimenting a little bit with it is basically. So I've been a lot quieter. But it's, you know, technology itself, the negativity that I see and can feel from social media is extremely powerful to my environment.
Psyche.
You and I talk about it a lot.
Yeah,
you
can't
talk about it a lot.
I have to have a reason for going on, otherwise I don't. Because I can feel the shift in my energy. Mm-hmm. I can feel how my body feels.
I'm not talking about negative energy towards me, but what I see.
The incongruency between
right.
what we know about
what
y'all out
y'all,
there and,
yeah,
what, you're
and what you're posting. And not only that, but it's It's just so interesting. And it sometimes I get so caught up in it that I see something and then I got to go back and I got to look to see, oh my gosh, I did not know that. And let me go back here and look, and let me go scroll through and let me see what else he or she has posted. And, or somebody will say something and then a comment, and then I'm like, oh my God, what happened here? Where did this,
right?
Let me find out. And it's consuming sometimes.
And it's,
and it's not even my business. Like, right. It's not even my life. Like, seriously. Right. It's not my business. It's not my life, but I can't help it. And because I know these people, mm-hmm. and because, and a lot of times because I know some of their struggles, and I'm like, okay. Now I see. And you know, it makes me sometimes think differently about that's the one thing when I joined Facebook and I opened myself up to, like, not just people in our classes, but other people in my life, people that I've known. It's made me think about people differently. People that I've known for years, but I didn't really know. And then you see some of the stuff that they post or some of the stuff that they say, which is completely their being who they are for the, or at that moment, however they want to be. It can be either or. It can be how they want you to think they are, right, versus what you know, or them just being who they are. And you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know they were like that.
Right.
And it makes me view them differently when I see them, or when I, and a lot of it also is driven by the comments that are made. You know, well, why did you comment on this, but not on your other friend who's more positive? Or why would you like that when it's bullshit versus somebody who's truly authentic over here and you completely ignore? Like, that kind of thing drives me insane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's,
so I think the 2 days a week is going to be really good. I think that's a good place to start. Yeah. Do you think that there's, you know, do you need to set reminders for yourself? Is there any tool that you think you need to help you with that?
Just this podcast will remind me to fucking do it.
Okay.
Unless Wednesday you want to text me every night, every Wednesday and Thursday. No, I've already kind of started it. Yeah. So it's not, but I know that it will, it's based on the whole sleep thing. It's not just because I think everything is negative. I don't. There's a lot of good, wonderful, positive stuff out there that I can catch up on the next morning.
I find it so interesting though that you mentioned that, you know, on the nights where your sleep is not great, how you find that the next day, you know, your nutrition and things shift, or even your mindset and stuff like that. So maybe you feel so great on those other days that will bleed into other days.
And I used to, you know, we all used to be similar, I'm sure, back where, you know, I can remember when I had, you know, stressful projects due and whatever, and would sleep 3 hours and man, I was, you know, teaching 3 classes the next day, and it didn't even faze me.
Back in the day,
I
used to go to bed at 12, get up at 4. Mm-hmm. And I used to actually pride myself on the fact that I could go on 4 hours of sleep. And now I'm terrified. Mm-hmm. If I don't front load my night, what am I going to do for the rest? And I can't find an exercise that now I feel capable enough to do that feels good in my body.
Right.
I don't know what my deal is, but I'll get it together.
We both will eventually, and it's, I mean, and it just goes to prove that, I mean, it's just an ongoing process, and not, and we all don't have our shit together.
Right.
And, you know, I don't always practice what I preach, and I don't always have the answers, and I can sit here all day long. And tell
even
you,
if you had the answers, those aren't my answers.
Right.
Right. Because guess what? You have all the wisdom inside you that you need.
Right.
You mm-hmm. do. We all do. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't want to become better. You can be both whole and mm-hmm. becoming at the same time.
Right.
They are not mutually exclusive from each other. You can be it all and still be progressing.
Right.
Right? The two are not, mm-mm. our spirits are meant to be, right. we're here to learn, we're here exactly. to explore, but I believe that there's an innate wisdom in all of it, and it doesn't mean that you still don't, like you said, open a book and hear exactly right. what you need to mm-hmm. hear, or get a text, or a song comes on that yeah. doesn't help you along your path.
Right.
But you know you mm-hmm. and your life better than I ever could.
Well, and also I want to say, when you had told the story about, you know, the gentleman smoking and uh-huh. going to the counselor. You know what? And my cousin actually, he commented on a post that I had posted on Facebook, and he said this. He was like, what if I want to smoke, and what if I want to eat burgers and fries every night, fully aware of what that's going to do to my body. Mm-hmm. But you know what? What if that is my choice? What if that is what makes me happy? What if, you know, my father is a diabetic, and we spent so many years trying to, I mean, we fussed at him constantly about what he ate. He is in his 80s. And if he wants to eat a sausage biscuit from Hardee's, I'm fucking not going to tell him he can't do it. It's just, you know, it's your quality of life. So those are the things that you choose for yourself, fully aware of what they're going to do to your body or whatever, knowing you shouldn't eat a sausage biscuit every morning from Hardee's because of your diabetes. Own it. Do it. I'm not here to say you can't right. do it. I mean, there are enough people, there are enough things you can read to tell you, you know what, you're going to get lung cancer, or that's not good for you, you know. But you know what? If that's your truth and that's who you want to be and that's what makes you happy.
And you are accepting the responsibility exactly. and the consequences exactly. for those choices.
Mm-hmm. We can't tell you.
And you're not impacting someone else exactly. with those choices.
Exactly.
That's your life.
That's your life.
Because you're the one who's going to have to live it. Mm-hmm. That is your bodily vehicle that you're going to have to walk around in. Those are yours, aches and pains, and your right. whatever that you're going to have to suffer through. Okay.
You're bad behavior that affects other people.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't That's have to fine. Just be nutrition and exercise. It could be anything.
That's right.
Yep.
But you do not have to have it all figured out today.
Mm-mm.
Just
And you can have all those bad habits and a year from now decide, right. you know, you have a come to Jesus moment with yourself.
Well, and we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have realizations all the time. And I actually think, this is the kind of the last thing I'll say, you said you didn't know what had changed, right, mm-hmm. all of a sudden. And I honestly think it's because we've had these conversations. What happens is when we scratch the surface mm-hmm. and we start to have the discussion, what it's really about is underneath all those layers. Right. So you got to let it out. And then when you let that shit go, oh, damn, there's deeper shit underneath it. And then you let that shit go, and then you let it go. And then eventually, guess what? You let all of the shit right. go. And then it's just beautiful underneath yeah. where there's acceptance and love and joy and peace and understanding.
And I agree. And, yeah. I think that it's just, you know, it's all simmering. And then until you, I mean, even as much as you know yourself,
mm-hmm.
There are things there. And I've never professed to not have anything, but right. you know, it's not until you start talking to other people, talking yep. to this. So.
Without judgment.
Oh my gosh. Did I get through that episode without crying? I
no,
think I did.
You didn't.
Oh, I did.
Oh, the second one? Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
I love a good cry, yes. y'all.
And I was holding space, so I cannot cry with her.
I know. And freaking Brian didn't bring me tissues. He usually
I know,
does.
No. And I was like, he was over there. I was thinking he was going to bring me some. And he didn't.
All right.
You can hear Anissa and Ellen on multiple platforms. I can actually see this, y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
You can visit atlpn.com.
glasses.
AtlantaPodcastNetwork.com. And on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and on Spotify. Just search for ATL Podcast Network or Anissa and Ellen Raw to find our show. Or you can always go to AnissaandEllenRaw.com. We list them there. And we're on Instagram is my favorite. So I only go on my groups and Facebook. And,
yeah.
But Instagram is my jam. So yeah, you can find us Anissa, at Anissa Amison.
at Ella Nickel, at ATLPodcastNetwork.com, at Atlanta Podcast Network.com, www.AtlantaPodcastNetwork.com. There's so many of them. I know. I love you. Thank you.
I love you. Right back at ya.
We love you, Brian.
Yeah, we do too.